Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I'm your host, Elliot Pierre. And as per usual, we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you're spending with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor, for supporting us. We appreciate it. Fad, Nimmer, Keith, all the boys and girls, thank you for your ongoing support. As you can see, we are not on the set of the Mac City Morning Show today. We are at the Keg, so big shout out to them for allowing us to do this. We appreciate that. Now, let's get on with the show. As you know, I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hi, my name's Tia. I am 22 years old, and I am a bartender, server, and trainer here at the Keg in Fort McMurray.
Okay, cool. Thank you for joining the show today. I know you were voluntold, but I appreciate it. So, bartender, is this the first thing you did when you started working at the Keg, or how did the progression
move on? I started as a dining room server, and then moved into the lounge for a bit, then did some training of the new servers, and then was brought up to bar.
Okay, yeah. So how long have you been here now?
I've been here about 4.5 years.
4.5 years?
Yeah, I started freshly at 18.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's explain to me the first job that you had and what that entailed.
Here?
When you got here, yeah.
The first job I had was a dining room server, so I was the one in the white shirt and the tie over in the dining room serving the kids and the families, and it was ringing in food, running food, product knowledge, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Okay, and so what progressed you to this point? Like, did you have, like, did you want to become a bartender? Did you think this was interesting, or is that just a natural
path? When I started, thought bartending was just way out of the way for me. When I first started, I was pretty shy and quiet and couldn't imagine myself even serving, actually. But as I kept working out through the years here and getting a lot more comfortable and knowing my Keg family and my guests and my regulars that came in, I've grown a lot and worked my way up to here.
Right. Okay. And so there are two different bars here, right? There's one on that side, or is this the only bar?
This is the only one. So we do all the drinks for the restaurant, both sides, lounge and dining room.
That must be super busy then.
It does get very busy, especially when we have a full wood, which is always nice to see. We love having our guests come in to see us and serve it everyone.
Question.
Yeah.
What's a full wood?
So the bar top, we call the wood.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's cool. Tanner's like rolling his eyes, shaking his head at me.
Bar lingo.
Yeah. I didn't know that. You knew that?
No.
Okay. That's cool. Okay. Yeah. The wood. All right. He's laughing at me. I love
it. I know. It's a great term.
That is a great term. Okay. So when you came back here, like with all that speed, like how are you dealing with that?
We have a fantastic team here. We work really well together. Our servers support us. Our main bartender, Richard Arded, is the one that makes most of the drinks here and is pretty speedy with us.
Okay.
And we kind of work together in a lot of time management and prioritization.
Right. Yeah. So this is something that I'm learning today. I've never worked in a restaurant before, but teamwork is a huge component
of
working here. So when I think of like a bartender, I'm just like, yeah, okay, you take the drinks, you pour it. Like it's an individual job, but you've said,
it's absolute team effort. That's why we call it our Keg family. We all work so well together, and we've been here so long together that it's a dance for us, if you could, back here.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, what are the different roles behind the wood?
So we have one person on the well, which is what you call making the drinks.
Okay.
So they're the one who makes the drinks for the restaurant and for everyone sitting at the wood. And then you have someone who serves your guests at the bar top, as well as supports the person making the drinks with bringing glasses and juices and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so the person who's making the drinks, are they also responsible for the pouring of the beer as well?
Or? The person serving the wood will do the beer and the wine if they can get to it. Same with the blended drinks, just because it's a little bit out of the way for the person standing over at the well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, for everybody at home, this is my first time really spending any real time behind a bar. You can't see it, I can. This is really neat. So these are a bunch of different taps that you have here.
Yeah, one of the features of the Keg that most restaurants don't have that I love actually is that we have wine on tap.
What?
So we have kegs of wine that you can only find at the Keg, like our Jet, our Strike, which is really popular, and our Knotted Vines. And during happy hours, our Lost Quattros, which is a Bousquet, as well as our Knotted Vines, which is a white, is on special for $6 a glass. If you're looking to try the tap wine, it is fantastic, and you can only find it here.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think that's why you guys might be
the best bar
in all of the kegs, I heard, in all of Canada.
Yes.
Now, that might be real or false. I'm not 100% sure.
Well, you can go with it.
We're going with it.
I think we deserve it.
There you go.
Best keg bar for sure.
There you go. So you've been working here since you were 18 years old. Are you born and raised in Fort McMurray?
I am not, actually. I'm from BC, the Okanagan.
Okay.
Yeah, we moved here in grade 12.
Okay.
So I've gotten to know most of my friends and people through the keg, actually, because I've been here so most of it.
Right.
Yeah.
And so why the keg? Why did you pick here out of all the places to work?
I actually had a friend that worked here, and I knew they were hiring, so when I brought in my resume, she got me on board pretty quick, which is why my interview wasn't really much.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. The training process here is great. Like, you start off, it's super thorough. You shadow a server, and then the server will shadow you, and then you have one table, and then two, and then three. You work your way up, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't think they do that in much other restaurants, which
That's
really nice, because then your product knowledge and your guest experience is very good.
That's right. Well, I think that's the key thing. Every time I've come to the keg, is the product knowledge of the servers or bartenders or anybody that you're talking to. They know kind of what they're talking about, and
Absolutely.
They can like give you information on it.
Yeah, which I think sets us apart too. It's fantastic. The service is always great because of that, and the training and the support we get from our other servers, our bartenders, as well as our management. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So now, personal question. What's your favorite drink to make when somebody comes in?
My favorite drink to make, we actually have a watermelon mojito. Okay. It's not on our menu, but it is delicious, and it's really fun. Same with our margaritas. We can do flavored shaken margaritas, and the strawberry one is really good.
Okay. Second question about alcohol.
Yeah.
What's your favorite one to drink?
My favorite one to drink would probably be our blackberry daiquiri that we have as one of our summer features right now.
Okay.
It's not a blended one, it's a shaken one.
Okay.
So it's dark rum, blackberry puree, brown sugar vanilla syrup, and lime juice, and it is very good.
Tanner.
What's up?
You want to drink something like that?
I'll drink anything.
There you go. Okay. So now that you're working behind the wood in the bar.
Yeah.
What would be the next kind of progression to this area?
So I'm actually going into my fourth year of my bachelor of my education right now.
Ooh,
yeah,
congratulations.
So that's kind of the end goal for now, but this is something that I'm doing right now, and I do enjoy training people to continue that as
well. That's right. What kind of subject do you want to teach?
Kindergarten, ideally. Yeah, the little ones.
Okay, so if you're in your fourth year, you've done both of your practicums already?
I'm going into my fourth year, so I have one more practicum left.
One more.
Left.
Yeah. Did you do it in town, or did you leave town for
in
it?
In town, yeah.
That's cool. Were we allowed to say it?
I think so.
Okay.
I was at St. Anne's.
Oh, I love St. Anne's. I went to St. Anne's.
Yeah, it was a fantastic school.
Good school.
They were really welcoming and great. Yeah.
Okay, so your game plan is to become a teacher and hopefully work in the district here in town.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And then if I can, pick up shifts every now and then here as well. Because this place is so great, I don't really want to leave it.
That's right. And I know lots of teachers that still work here.
Especially in the summer, it's nice to have something. Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Did you do your whole education system here at Keanu?
I did, yeah. So it's a U of A program that you can do in Keanu. So it's a U of A degree that I'm getting, but I'm doing it at Keanu so I can stay at home, work, and save some money while I do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I think they do the same kind of thing with nursing as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
I knew they had a full year nursing program, and back in the day they used to have like a business management
They might
program.
Still have that one too, I think, actually.
Yeah,
I'm
I
not sure.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good for education.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we're at the end of the time. Thank you very much for coming on the show. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
You weren't nervous at all.
Thanks.
But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun. Anybody. Could be your mom, your dad, your boss, your cat, your dog.
I'll shout out my sister Tana. She works here as well. She is a host at the front.
Okay, great shout out. Okay, well, listen, thanks for coming on. Anytime you want to be back on the show, by all means, please feel free to come on the show.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Actually, there's going to be a commercial, a brand new one, right after this. So enjoy that. I hope you're having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.